This is the 12:30 edition, the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Teachers continue to be off the job at the St. John Primary School as they protest environmental issues. Meantime, a former Minister of Education believes the school should be relocated. The Barbados Alzheimer's Association concerned about the growing number of people suffering from the disease. Regional countries urge to end violence against women and girls, and negotiations between Israel and Hamas still ongoing over the release of hostages. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Teachers at the St. John Primary School continue to remain off the job as they protest. This is as environmental issues continue to plague the school. The school was closed last Friday as teachers refused to enter the classrooms, fearful that the conditions will make them sick. First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, tells Starcom Network News that the Ministry of Education has arranged environmental testing, which is ongoing at the school.
There are no students here. The teaching and ancillary staff are outside of the building. The union is here with some members of staff and the environmental specialist who is currently doing some testing of some areas. So that is ongoing at this point in time, and we will know that probably in a matter of hours. Some things will be able to be detected at this point in time. Other things have to be taken to the lab to be processed.
He says there are several schools with environmental challenges and is calling for a meeting between ministry officials and teachers to find a solution.
All we want is some kind of relief that the Ministry of Health, whoever is to be involved in checking the schools, in maintaining the schools, in doing the routine testing, etc., for those persons to do it. I think, too, that there has to be some collective meeting with schools, the Ministry of Education, the same Ministry of Health, persons who are specialized in certain types of cleaning, persons who are specialized in certain types of environmental testing, for us to have a conversation with them. Let them hear what are the symptoms, what is good, what is bad within the environment. We have a case with some teachers, the doctors are advising them not to go back in the environment. How does a teacher make a living? It is extremely serious and concerning to us at the BUT.
Mr. Pierre says he is uncertain about when teaching will resume at the school as he awaits a meeting from the Ministry of Education. Former Minister of Education Ronald Jones says that St. John Primary School needs to be relocated as soon as possible. He tells Starcom Network News that the current building being occupied is old and no longer fit for purpose.
St. John, I believe it's been 2011 or 2013 or so, we were looking at replacing the St. John Primary School, and the Ministry of Housing had advised that it better located away from its present location. It's an old school, it's an exceptionally old school. And even though there's been work over time on the school, repainting, washed down, all these things, you can't escape the tragedy of its aged state, and therefore that school needs to be replaced with some matter of urgency and a new plan put in place.
Mr. Jones says Barbados will continue to experience environmental issues as a result of dust coming from the African continent. He believes consistent industrial cleaning is needed.
When I was minister and then when I was president of the BUP, I commented on those issues. And therefore, you will find that over time, the burden that rests upon schools become a bit too much for the school itself to carry. And you get students, teachers, parents complaining because of this burden. And therefore, what we have to do is constantly, and I mean not just janitors or custodians cleaning, but major industrial cleaning on a systematic basis in relative to the schools.
Former Minister of Education Ronald Jones in the lunchtime edition of the latest. President of the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Pamelia Brereton, is concerned about the increasing number of people suffering from severe cases of the disease. Ms. Brereton tells Starcom Network News younger people are now being diagnosed with the disease, stressing there is a high demand for proper care.
It's getting worse. There isn't a day that go by that we don't get called seeking help. People cannot understand what to do, how to care for mom, how to care for dad, you know. So the situation is not getting any better. It's getting worse. And you know, it's still an aging population. And when you have an aging population, you're going to see a lot more dementia. And not only that, we're seeing some younger folks too coming down with it. So the demand for care and proper care is very much out there. And lack of understanding with families and so on, it doesn't help. It's becoming a burden, really.
Ms. Burton remains hopeful a daycare center can be established for people with Alzheimer's.
It's a daycare where you can drop the person off, pick them up. It depends on how much time you want. Some people may just want to drop somebody off for a couple of hours. Somebody might just want to leave someone for the whole day. So they come in, they get the care, they get involved in the programs that will meet their needs. You know, it's not just about singing and listening to music. There'll be activities that are designed to meet the needs of people with dementia. These are things that are so important and so well needed. We're also going to be looking at, let's say you want to go or take a week of respite. You leave the person there. We're requesting finance from wherever it comes from. We need to reach out to other people that can assist us in making these things work.
President of the Barbados Alzheimer's Association, Pamela Brereton. Another minister has defended government's decision to sign on to the Samoa Agreement amidst regional criticism. The agreement, which will govern trade and aid arrangements between Europe, Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific for the next 20 years, has been criticized both locally and regionally, with some people saying it will impose values that are contrary to Caribbean culture and traditions. Responding to the criticism, Barbados's representative of the OACPS EU Parliamentary Assemblies, Edmund Hinkson, refuted these claims, stating it will address pertinent global issues.
It parades the trade agreement. That is not true. I have a duty as Barbados's rep to speak the truth and clear up some misconceptions on this Samoa agreement, which we have signed, and which 44 countries in the ACP signed on that day, 15th of November. And since then, in CARICOM, Grenada has signed it, and the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Some more countries are signing. And you have, it is due to come in provisionally on the 1st of January this year. But this agreement is wider than a trade agreement. It addresses global needs and challenges such as environmental sustainability and climate.
Barbados's representative to the OACPS EU Parliamentary Assemblies, Edmund Hinkson. The CARICOM Secretary General, Dr. Carla Barnett, is calling on regional countries to invest in preventing violence against women and girls and the empowerment of vulnerable groups through access to education and quality healthcare services. In a statement marking the launch of the CARICOM Secretariat's annual 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, which ends on December 19th, Ms. Barnett says the campaign incorporates four important observances, namely the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, Human Rights Defenders Day on November 29th, World AIDS Day on December 1st, and Human Rights Day on December 10th. Recapping the headlines. Teachers continue to be off the job at the St. John Primary School as they protest environmental issues. Meantime, a former Minister of Education believes the school should be relocated. The Barbados Alzheimer's Association concerned about the growing number of people suffering from the disease, and regional countries urge to end violence against women and girls. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.